It's called a mass balance study. The concept is really pretty straightforward. Mass balance simply means what goes into the lake is either going to come out, stay where it is, or change chemically. In the case of the Lake Michigan Mass Balance Study, scientists are trying to determine where pollutants are coming from, where they're going, and how they move around.
Is it coming from the air? Is it coming from the tributaries? Is it coming from the sediments? To be able to make some decisions later about where do we spend our efforts and our money.
Tanya Kabbalah is with the Lake Michigan Federation, an environmental group that works to protect water quality and habitat. Kabbalah says the overall goal of the project is to draw some conclusions about how our actions are impacting the lake ecosystem. But she says getting to that point will take some time. Overall, the Mass Balance Study is a 10-year-long, $10 million project. Researchers spent a full 2 years taking samples of water, sediment, and air from sites in and around Lake Michigan and its tributaries. They're specifically tracking four pollutants, PCBs, mercury, transnonochlor, and atrazine. They'll identify the total amount of each pollutant that entered the lake from rivers and sediment, as well as the atmosphere. But in order to do that, researchers have to look beyond just the waters of Lake Michigan. So they're also studying water and sediment samples from all of Lake Michigan's tributaries.
When we're talking about cleaning up and protecting Lake Michigan, we're not talking about the water that starts at the beach. We're talking about the basin, the land, and the waterways around the lake.
One of the things they'll be looking at is air deposition. Scientists have known for some time that pollutants can travel through the air, but early results from the Mass Balance Study have turned up some new information about the process, specifically that individual chemicals can bounce from one place to another. Judy Beck is Lake Michigan team manager with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
The PCB molecule can volatilize and become vapor, go into the air, fall into the water, end up attaching itself to the sediment, and from there it can remain or during a storm event get stirred back up to the top of the water, and if the temperature is right, it can evaporate again and continue on its way.
In other words, pollutants, especially PCBs, can become frequent flyers, making lots of layovers. Scientists have dubbed this the hopscotch effect. It's helped to explain how industrial pollutants have made their way to remote areas like the Arctic. The Mass Balance Study has also turned up another surprise. Researchers have found atrazine, an herbicide commonly used on corn crops, in the open waters of Lake Michigan. Judy Beck says it's uncertain how much of a problem that might be, but she says it indicates the chemical structure isn't breaking apart as it should, and that could mean atrazine is a lot more toxic than was first believed. But these early findings are just the tip of the iceberg.
Because all of the information we have will be put into these computer models, and then we will give it scenarios. All right, well, if we clean up these four sites that have contaminated PCB sediments, and it's going to cost us X amount of dollars, how soon do we expect that to yield results so that we would not have fish advisories in Lake Michigan anymore?
Beck says ultimately researchers will be able to use the Lake Michigan data to help with cleanup strategies in waters around the world. Mass balance studies like this aren't new. They've been done on a much smaller scale. But the Lake Michigan project is believed to be the largest mass balance study in the world. But it wouldn't be possible without a whole lot of cooperation on all fronts, including the four states that border Lake Michigan, several federal agencies, and a half dozen universities. But even after all the data's been analyzed, cleaning up the lakes won't be easy. There's still one big hurdle: the who pays question. Allegra Cangelosi is with the Northeast Midwest Institute in Washington, D.C.
It will be up to the politics and policy folks here in Washington and there in the region to try to come up with an equitable approach to getting at cleanup in the most efficient way. But sooner or later, it's going to focus in on a sector that needs to pay more than another sector in order to make the cleanup happen. And that's going to be an interesting discussion.
But it's probably not going to happen for a few years. While the data collection for the mass balance study is now complete, it'll take another year for researchers to design the computer model to analyze it. After that, they'll spend another year or two running computer simulations. When those are complete, the data will be posted on the Internet, where you'll be able to access detailed information about specific communities. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.